CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, Batman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, Batman.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man, Batman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man, Batman.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man, and we're back at it. Yeah, it's been another week, guys. It's been seven entire days since we last hung out. And yeah, I'm happy to be back here. I'm happy to be hanging out with you one more time. It's going to be another dope-ass show. That track you heard before I started talking, before Donovan Goliath and Chris Gortz and Amit Thiele and Loiso Matinga came in, that was Tom Misch. That's Tom Misch, y'all. And the reason I'm saying that is because Tom Misch is actually out here in town. He's out here in South Africa right now. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who, you know, are still jamming Kamazu, and are still jamming, you know, everything else, Tom Misch is dope. Tom Misch is dope. And if you want to, in fact, you should make some time to go out there. Plus, you're advertising types. You know your types. You like the alternative stuff. But this is actually really, really cool music. You know, remember when black people used to call R&B cool music? Not that kind of cool music. This Tom Misch stuff is really, really dope. But, I was reading up on it because, you know, I'm looking to be a part of that kind of thing. And it says that it's being brought up by Cool Out Concepts. So Tom Misch is brought up by Cool Out Concepts, and is featured artist as part of the Alchemy Concert Series. Yeah, so Alchemy is Africa's first producer-based live music series. And last year, apparently, they brought out a Canadian band called Bad Not Good. You say, can you hear that? That sounds like something the advertising crowd would enjoy. Bad Not Good. You know what I mean? But I also get the sense that they're talking about girls. And like a bad bitch is not necessarily good, but you know, get yourself a bad. Alchemy specifically focuses on music producers and the implementation of the music presented live. So that's exactly it. So Tom Misch is going to be performing in Joburg on April 1st. That's on Saturday. At the Good Luck Bar, that's at number 1 Fox Street in Marshalltown. So go check out Tom Misch with the Cool Out Concepts guys. But apparently the day before that, or the 30th is tomorrow, Mick Jenkins is also going to be performing live in Jersey at King Kong. Yeah, it's a part of this Alchemy concert series. So I think it's going to be dope, man. Get out there. Yeah, plus it's that, yeah, paid. Oh, people got paid on the 21st. You guys have money. Bottom of the guys, you get paid on the 30th, on the last day of the month. And go out there, man. Go check out Tom Misch. It's going to be a really, really dope concert. I'll keep you updated on what goes on there. I'm going to go there on Saturday. I'll try to go out tomorrow as well. And then I'll update you guys, on what happened at that party. But yeah, it's one of those days today, you know. It's one of those, you know, it's a bittersweet day for South Africa. Well, it's actually a morning day in the country today, and we can't it'd be remiss of us to not speak about, you know, the funeral today of Bratjo Mafela, who actually, first of all, he used to be in advertising. A lot of people don't know that Bratjo used to be in advertising. Back when they used to be, look, guys, advertising comes from far. You know, my guests in the studio now, I mean, they'll they'll tell you their story when they start to speak. But there was a time in advertising when black people couldn't go to the kitchen. They used to bring their own flask and used to drink tea out of a flask. No, 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 that never used to happen. But back in the day, there used to be a position called creative director of black communications. I mean, how much has really changed? But I mean, let's not get into that. Without people actually owning the title, I think somehow some of those positions still exist. You know what I mean? Where you only get the briefs that are talking to black folk because the other people in your agency are afraid that they're going to make an ad with people dancing. We'll get into that as well because somebody else just did that shit, and we'll talk about that shit. So. Yeah, so Pratoma Fela used to be a creative director of black communications at BBDO back in the day. And I mean, it kind of feels like it was a no-brainer. The kind of person who used to make South Africa laugh all the time, every single night, or once a week. And kind of, you know, how he would have known how to communicate to us in a way that didn't make us feel like, you know, somebody was looking down on us. And yeah, man, we all also know that he was a huge, huge, huge part of the Chicken Licking campaign from back in the day. You know, we for a long time, we all associated Chicken Licking with Bracho. And it was a very strange time because if you remember from back in the time, Chicken Licking used to have that branding inside their stores like they were an American, like West, they're going to Western, you know, so they used to wear like those big hats, checker shirts, you know what I mean? So inside the store, you are in a Western, in a saloon, but on TV, you are with Bracho. So yeah, man, I think it was a really, really... We've lost somebody who's a big part of South African advertising kind of starting to embrace the idea of the fact that maybe there is a way to speak to the majority of this country in a way that's not condescending to them, in a way that they can actually relate to. So rest in peace, Bracho Mafela, and I know that everyone in advertising we know whether they understand the impact that Bracho had on their lives or not. We'll be mourning your loss. So shout out to Bracho Mafela. Thanks for everything, Timer. It is well. So there's another funeral happening today, and you know it, we speak about the conversation about transformation and all that, and this is one of those people that we all know had a big impact because of, you know, the bigger group that he was a part of that you know helped us get to where we are right now. So rest in peace as well to comrade Ahmed Katrada, or Uncle Kathy, as he was known in those circles. But yeah, I mean it's a day where we lay to rest people who have worked hard to start some of the conversations that we're having today, that we keep having, and because of people like that, we cannot stop having these conversations. Because in honor of the people who have worked hard to get us to where we are right now, we cannot stop having these conversations. We cannot stop being unapologetic, in the words of Mr. Amatili. We cannot stop being unapologetic in how we're actually chasing, making all this stuff work, and making this stuff look the way it should, and making the ads work look the way they should as well. So once again, rest in peace, Ahmed Katrada, Uncle Kathy. Thank you very much for everything. But yes, let's slide out of that with the conversation about a young advert that I saw in this past week. You know what I'm gonna do? Actually, I'm gonna do something I haven't done before. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna introduce my guests. Right, we'll get into talking to them about other things, but I'm gonna talk to them about some of the news items that I've got going on here. Right? Okay. So first of all, I want to introduce you guys to, well, both these guys, I've had the pleasure of encountering at parties, and then also encountering them in work situations. But they're doing big things. They're doing really, really big things. But we'll get into those big things. But first of all, I'll introduce you guys. First of all, to Mr. Tato Bashimani Mukwena. What's going on, Tato?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's carrying?
I'm good.
These are the guys of Starina Media, guys. They are here. They are comfortable. You should have seen the way they walked in here. Yeah? Like they own this motherfucker.
I've heard a client say there's a Starina walk.
What?
She knows herself.
Well, shout out to the client that knows the walks. And with him is my other homie, Mr. Maloto Tobejan. What's going on, Maloto?
Hey, Tana Grant.
What's going on, man?
No, love you.
Yeah.
And you?
Good to have you guys in the stew, man.
Awesome.
So you know what we're gonna do?
Awesome.
First of all, you know what I do? I wanna chat first of all to let's chat about this TV ad first that I saw. And I want your take on this thing, you know what I mean? And you don't have to get in there, you know, and attack them. Because this show, and I say this a lot, on this show we we try not to bash bad adverts because bad ads happen to good people all the time. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, when people have done nonsense, they've done nonsense. So let's talk about it. So I saw a VW ad, guys, this past week, and it's this guy is at the license department, and he's just gotten his license, and he comes out and he shows them his license. First of all, you don't get that card. First time you come out, you get the A4. Everyone knows you get the A4. You know what I mean? I mean, talk about creative license. You give me that one. You know, you get the A4 with that red cellotape.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And then this guy, his parents are outside. He shows them, and then they're excited for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you two guesses what happens after that.
They start dancing.
Ah, that's heavy. No, they start heavy. No, they drive, and they drive hard. They drive hard. So like the mom is driving, and then the dad is also driving. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, but like, also, first of all, wait, I want to ask you guys this, right? Like, are we just, do we have a problem with the driving, or do we have a problem with the way people normally drive in our adverts?
Or the amount of jiving.
I think for me, maybe the amount of jiving.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we it's part of our culture that we jive. We all jive.
Yeah.
But I can jive, I can tell you jive.
Yeah. You know. Do we jive for everything, my man? Margarine, debit card.
You know. Debit order.
Debit order.
You start jiving.
Yeah. Shout out to George Macheke with debit orders. We're coming on everything. We're coming for everything. That's crazy. Yeah, dude. And like, I can't believe that, you know, with the conversations that are constantly happening. Every day, guys. Every day, social media is packed with us saying, guys, enough. There must be more to us than the jiving. Mm. But like, what do you think happens in that boardroom, Malodo, when somebody walks in and the client says, no, guys, you know what's missing, eh?
Yeah.
Like, fine, I like it, but like...
Yeah.
Like, can't they do a thing?
Yeah. You know, that the bit of excitement.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's engaging.
No.
Let's make it black.
Yeah. And the only way we can make it black is by making people jive.
Yeah.
No, guys. So,
you know, there's two things, I think... They always say how to make it black.
Yeah.
Is one, let's jiver.
Yeah.
Two, let's pull the accent.
Yes.
The accent.
Yeah. And you choose the accent.
Yo.
Yeah.
And you know, some of us came to model C, come from Model C schools.
Boom.
No.
You
know.
Boom. So you know.
So there you are in studio, you're a voiceover there, and you are trying to deliver, and they say, "No man, sound black."
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it'll relate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nobody speaks like that. Come on. Come on. I love the part where your name is short. Come on, Tats.
Yeah. No, you always get Tats. A pet name. You always get a pet name. It's weird. You tell them that your name is Maloto.
Yeah.
It becomes Malot.
Yeah, Malot. Malot. I love Malot. So it's like I mean I should love it now, Mashiach. Where his name is literally three letters. And someone dropped the O. Nay. I know, you can't get away. You can't. I'm the only one that gets an extension. Granty. You know what I mean? Because it can't be Grant. You know, anything else just sounds strange.
I think we're very fortunate. We're not like the Chinese where you'll get someone with like a two-letter word.
Yeah, I'll cut you.
You'll cut you.
I'll cut you, man. Let's cut you.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're like me. You're like, mm.
Oh, guys. Calm yourself down. Calm yourself down. Anyway, cool. So we're going to be talking to... we're going to be talking to on the line. Oh, so wait. Remember I told you guys last week that the show is now an official sponsor. Official media partner. I mean, the sponsor of the Lurie's. I mean, who are we? We're an official partner of the Lurie's. So that's a huge shout out to us, Cliff Central. Obviously, we know G-Man, the Edman at the helm, you know, running the mouth.
Yeah.
What we're going to be doing today. But then when we challenge somebody who's won, you know those bursaries that they keep talking about where somebody is still in high school and they win a bursary to get into the ad school. So I think we're going to be challenging someone right now. We're going to be chatting to Siyabonga Ntamela, right? I think they're on the line already. We're going to chat about, yo, Siya, what's going on, man?
Yes.
Siya, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you good?
Yo, what's up?
I'm good. Hi, you guys.
I'm awesome. I'm awesome, man. So you're out in Durban, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Durban.
You're in Durban. How's it going out there? Did you guys put out that fire?
Yeah? We took time to turn it off.
Is the fire still going?
I'm trying to put it off. Come on. It's still going.
Oh, okay. I guess that humidity is not helping. Eh?
Yeah, but you guys got water then.
Next to the ocean, they're struggling with the fire. So how's it going, man? How's it going? So it says yes here, man, that you went to Lanaria Secondary School?
Lendira
Secondary School. Yeah? Your line is a bit, is a bit sketchy there. You want to walk around a little bit this year?
Yeah, I'm just walking around, yes.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Yes, the mandatory, can you hear me? You hear me? That's right.
Get out of the smoke, yeah. Yeah.
But now tell me, Sia, so you won this bursary a couple of years ago. You won it in 2008, right?
2008, yes.
Yeah. And how did that happen for you? I mean, did you put in an application? How did you find yourself in the position where you won this thing?
We had to actually follow a brief and do some sketches, and then luckily one of my sketches were slightly a bit powerful, so they loved my work.
Ah, dope.
And then we went through this phase of being shortlisted and stuff. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the process of being shortlisted with different schools, and then from there, I got the scholarship, I think, because of my artwork, yeah.
Ah, dope, man. That's really, really dope. And then you went to the Vega Imagination Lab. Yeah. Was that still in Durban as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And then
I was in Durban, yes. West World, yeah.
So is there a reason why
that's you... That's right, I did my 1 year.
Yeah, carry on. You did your 1 year at Draft FCB in Durban, right?
Yeah, that's so I did my 1 year at the Imagination Lab, yeah. And then after that I joined FCB Durban branch.
Ah, okay.
And was as an intern, yeah, so worked at Durban, and then I also went to Joburg.
Ah.
FCB Joburg for 2 years. Yes.
Oh, dope. I was about to say, okay, shout out FCB Durban. As I was about to say, you know, what is it that you think, I mean, how has this experience kind of changed the way you view advertising? And how have you, are you still in advertising? And how's it treating you right now?
Well, to be very honest, personally, currently, what can I say? A lot of stuff is largely controlled by other kind of people. So, I mean, slowly the black influence decided to come, but then, people are still afraid of breaking that barrier of not being afraid. People are still trying to be very safe. That's what I can say.
Ah, that's dope.
It's all about the client.
Yeah.
It's all about the client and what the client says. So people are... still in that space of not getting loose.
Yeah. No, but that line pays the bills, Baba, so it's always going to be about that line. So it's cool. Don't worry. That's not going to change for a very long time, my man. So, and I see here that you were a judge at the Lurys in 2015. I mean, there are people who have been in this game for years and have never judged, you know what I mean? So huge shout out to you, man, for judging the Lurys in 2015. What was that experience like?
Oh, thanks. No, it was so awesome. Very nice. Very, very nice. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was also something personally for me on my CV, so I think it was a very good experience. I mean, the work that came through from the students, quite amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a very awesome experience.
Dope. Yeah. So you were judging the other student categories?
Yes, the student categories.
Okay, that's dope, man. That's really dope. I see also here that your whole story is on YouTube. And I mean, I implore you guys out there to go check out Siyabonga Ntamela's story on YouTube. I'm sure he's watched it a few times. How many times have you watched it? How many times have you watched this thing, my man?
You need to get those views up, eh?
but fantastic, man. Awesome. And I hope out there that Siyabonga's story kind of encourages people out there. If there's one thing you want to tell people out there, Siyabonga, and one last thing, if there's one thing you want to tell anybody who's going to be entering the student awards this year, is there anything, well, entering this category that you want, what would that be?
Just never settle for less. Always push yourself to the ultimate level. And then the other thing is, you're only as good as your last work. So just carry on pushing it and just be good at whatever you do. So yeah, that's it.
Dope, dope, fantastic. He already sounds like a seasoned creative director. He's got those things down. He's got those things down. But yeah, man, lovely to chat to you, man. Siyabonga. Have yourself a dope day. Give a huge shout out to my boy Lucky McCann out there in Durban and the likes of Leech out there on the grind, man. Thank you. Thanks so much, Siyabonga.
Nice one, Siyabonga.
Hey, guys. Cheers.
Sharp. Yeah. That was Siyabonga Ntamela from Durban. He was one of the students that won that bursary that you can win to get into Vega and AAA. Because those things cost money. Yeah, they cost a lot of money. So that bursary is a big deal. So if you're out there and you're eligible to, if you have a younger brother or younger sister who's eligible to enter for that thing, do it. Get them into the game. Because, I mean, every day we talk about how much, you know, we need black faces, guys, in this ed game. And we need you to go to Kelokitsa High School and to all those high schools and get cats. Yep. Let's get them into the ad game. So that's really, really dope. So yeah, that once again, guys, like I said, the Luris and me, we're a thing. I'm hoping maybe I get to present something. If the Luris people are listening, you know, I mean, I can present one or two awards and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, they got MC Hammer the one year. I mean, put me in MC Hammer's place, guys, is all I'm saying. So that's dope. We got one or two more things. But guys, I mean, another thing just happened in the past week. Miss South Africa 2017, yep. Right? Yeah. And I mean, I saw the pictures. Baby girl, yeah, well done. Well done. Well done, baby girl. But I mean, but on a serious note though, guys, pageants. Yeah. 2017, and we still have pageants.
It's still a thing.
No, guys. Like, how do we, why do you think that's still a thing?
Whoa. You know what? Personally, I think it's because there still are some young kids out there who still aspire to the pageant world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we've got Midland Zone 2. Yeah. You know? You know, I think as much as times change, you know, there are still some people who grow up, you know, in disadvantaged.
Yeah.
You've got your white people going and entering Miss South Africa, Miss World, Miss Universe. But you will always get that.
Yeah. But I mean, for me, we know what it is. For me, it's a gender conversation, right? So like, we're constantly talking about, like, you know, we want to equalize kind of the playing field and take each other seriously as well. Yeah. You know, like, and for me, when I look back at it as like where this thing properly started out.
Yeah.
It probably started out where guys, you know, were walking around and say, guys, how about we get all the hot chicks in the town, true, get them to parade up in town, and then we get to choose a winner. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it just feels so archaic as a way of thinking. You know what I mean? Like, if we're saying we're progressing as a people, why are we still, you know what I mean? And you know, maybe it would be cool to get one of the, maybe some of the sponsors. We'll call them. I'll get them.
I think that would be a good idea, just to bring on board and just tell them what's
thinking, guys.
And what's the positioning with your brand, aligning with this pageant.
And I mean, there are things where they say, things like, no, guys, you have to have a degree. Mm-hmm. So there's an empowerment part of it. I understand that, but like, maybe getting the degree is more important than parading you up and down on a ramp. Okay. And then I heard that they cancelled Mr. South Africa. Right?
I was about to say, but there isn't there Mr. South Africa?
So they've cancelled Mr. South Africa because someone must have said, all right, guys, we're working on in sessions here. We're not wearing those old cut-right ads. we're men walking around in sessions. Because it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's the basic concept of guys, of people walking up and down so all of us can clip and say, hey, what a pretty guy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, topless.
So, yeah, they're topless. They're full of glycerin. You know what I mean? And you're wearing a sash. But if they were able to cancel Mr. South Africa, I'd like to find out what the reasons are for that. And how we end up with still, like, you know, Mops is clapping his hands there at Sun City, choosing our girls. Aye, guys.
No, but David, I think you've got a point there. Definitely something to investigate. Why cancel Mr. South Africa?
Yeah, Mara Santani Rita nonsense. Look, but I mean, like you said, you know, if you break things down to their most basic as well, you can say that about a lot of things. You know what I mean? You can kind of say, now if you think about it, so, okay, 12 guys running around chasing a ball. seven guys chasing a ball. I mean, why haven't we stopped that shit? Guys are killing each other. There are more important issues in the world. So there's one way of viewing it, right? Mara, eh, on that guys. I'm sorry. So, yeah, so congratulations, though, to the girl. She's from the Western Cape, apparently. But she studied at Potch. Don't ask me how I have all this information. I just have it here in front of me. They gave it to me, so I have to say it.
But are you sure you were not part of the
No. I was not there. I don't watch that stuff. But it's on Catch Up if you want to watch it again on DSTV Catch Up. But anyway, that's that stuff. But I think there's been two new announcements. Well, there've been a few announcements of accounts. But I actually happened to big shout out to the guys at Publicis. They invited me over for a drink last week Friday.
Oh, lovely.
You know, these are some of the perks, guys. Yeah. These are the perks of being G-Man the Edman.
Did you actually go?
I went. Oh, I did actually. Yeah. Why? What do you mean by that?
I just want to find out because you always talk about getting invites.
Yeah. Like, no, I went.
I just wonder why.
No, I went. They invited me, but it was one of those impromptu ones. Okay. It was the end of the day. They're like, come have a drink. So I went there for a drink.
Didn't pitch up and they had an extra drink.
Oh, okay. Shots fine. Okay, thank you. Fine. Yeah. So I'll tell you. And then I went there and I had a drink with the guys. I stood, and then they were killing white balloons there.
Okay.
Right. And I was like, "What's going on here?" And he was like, "No, we can't tell you.
Okay.
I said, "But you guys are celebrating something." He said, "No, we need to celebrate. Just normally on Fridays we put up helium filled balloons."
A certain color.
Guys, I've been to agencies. Okay. Yeah. There are no balloons. There's no time for balloons. It's tequila, but there's no balloons. But it turns out that Old Mutual has just appointed Publicis, hence the green white balloons. You know what I mean? So huge shout out to the Publicis group for getting Old Mutual.
Beautiful.
I think dope work. Previously they were with FCB. And then FCB got the Butley's account, and I think they looked at the books, compared, and said, "Okay, we're gonna have to make a call here." So Old Mutual is now with Publicis Group. So huge shout out to them, people. And then Malota, someone that you might remember as well. I don't know if you remember Lebo Madiba. Right?
Yep,
yeah,
I
so
do.
She runs PR Powerhouse.
Yep.
And I just read earlier that PR Powerhouse has just been appointed by Cricket South Africa.
Wow.
So that's dope. So huge shout out to you, Lebza. Good work all around. You know, and you know what? I do like kind of having the conversation encompass every part of this game that we do. Because, once again, if you still think we're doing stings and squeeze bags, we're in shit.
Yeah,
because who's to say that your campaign cannot start at PR?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then just spread to other places. And so huge shout out to all those people making huge waves in the ad game. And we'll be looking to see if we can get some people from Old Mutual, from Publicis on the show. The likes of maybe I won't mention names. Yeah, we'll get people on the show and we'll chat. Huge, big shout out to my production team. Cheers up, Queen Chete. What's going on, Cheese Son? What's up? And Pumla Pagati, what's going on? For making sure everybody gets here. Everybody, all these facts are here in front of me. And essentially for getting Maloto and Tato in the studio with me today. You know what I mean? These guys are hard to wrangle, I'll have you know. But they're here. And you know what, Maloto, I will make sure you actually get to meet Chiedza. Maloto came in. Okay, guys, I've been getting phone calls from this guy. Who is Chiedza?
I know, my bad, Chiedza.
Yeah, nothing wrong, cheese. We're gonna organize the PRs here. Don't you worry.
Over tequila.
Over a young tequila there. Yeah, maybe Talina Mida will invite us, cheese, for a drink sometime soon. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and we're still hanging out with the guys from Talina Media. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blacksim. It's at BLAXEM. If you have any questions for the guys, if you know them from before, you know, if you've bumped into them at places and didn't say what's up to you, send me that stuff, you know. If you know them from before and they stole your layout, hit me up. We also have a WhatsApp number. Remember, I told you about that WhatsApp number that you can't call. Remember, just send us WhatsApps. It's called, it's 079-748-2090. So that's dope shit. That's dope shit. Anyway, so we're gonna get into it now, gentlemen. I mean, the reason why you are here, you know what I mean? I thank you for walking me through the news. You know what I mean? I think this team could work. It could work. I mean, let's look at that reason. See if we can.
Wednesdays. Okay.
Exactly. Let's move things out with that reason. You know what I mean? Anyway, so. Talina Media, guys. I mean, I was reading up, you know, on your very, first of all, on your impressive website. on what your capabilities are. It seems like there's nothing you guys don't do. You know what I mean? But I even saw a photo of Sepo Maseko there. The voice of radio. You know what I mean? He's like the guy who's on every advert and can reinvent himself.
No, he's the friend of Talin.
Yeah, oh, he's your friend of Talin. shout out, Mr. Maseko. Another one from the fire. Another one. Like DJ Khaled would say, it's another one. So tell me about Talina Media, guys. What I love is that one of the first lines I read there says it's 100% youth black owned. Talk to me about that. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, Talina Media, I mean, it definitely is that 100% young black owned.
Boom.
It is
what you want.
You know, it's an advertising agency, and I think that's something that is one of our misconceptions.
Right.
A lot of people think the media, you know, on Talina Media means we're a media house.
It means that you're JC Deco.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out JC Deco. I mean, we're not saying anything's wrong with JC Deco. Talina Media is not JC Deco.
No, it's not. It's a full on integrated advertising agency.
That's right.
It's a production house.
Yeah.
You know, before I go into the services, but this is a 9-year-old advertising agency.
That's what's up.
9-year-old.
Wow. You
know, I mean, I stand to be corrected. This could be the oldest 100% black-owned agency.
That's a huge shout out, man. That's a big achievement.
Yeah.
That's a huge achievement. And I mean, Maloro, has there been pressure in upholding, you know, in keeping together a 9-year-old, obviously, a national asset?
Basically, me and Lucky McKenna were the first people that started off at Talina Media.
That's what's up. Shout out Lucky McKenna. What's going on, Mackenzie? Hola.
So the story is we got wind that Talina Media was looking for creatives, and then so I called up Lucky and said, look, there's this place called Talina Media. They're looking for creatives. And then we met the guys that own the business, and then they told us that they want to sort of like, you know, move away from the perception that they're a media house and want to establish an advertising agency.
Oh, excellent.
So we started off there, and it was quite, you know, a challenge because things were not established, and the owners did not have a whole idea where this thing is going.
Yeah.
And they had acquired a couple of retainer clients. Which
so they had clients before they had creatives.
Yeah.
They were actually big clients, and they were awesome clients to do work for and stuff like that. And then as time progressed, then they started getting more people to sort of like establish some structure and just make it a conventional advertising.
That's dope, man. So how many people do you guys have in the? I don't know. I don't even want to say whether you guys are separated into little pieces, but like how many people in the traditional inverted commas advertising space in the agency?
I mean, the agency in total, there's about 40 people.
Okay.
And
okay.
In that 40, that's quite a lot. I mean, in that 40, you've got your events.
We've got a PR wing.
You know, we've got studios, a recording studio where we do ads. So we've got a team in there as well.
So this place sounds like a one-stop shop.
Right? One-stop, chief.
Is it? There's everything.
That's the word we use, chief.
Is it? Yeah. You know we are dealing with when the word chief is bandied about.
No, the whole came around the corridor.
Chief.
Kader in chief.
I get to see a lot of meetings happen at Signature.
Can I just bring it back to one of the points that Loti made with the guys getting accounts before they had creatives.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely need to give a shout out to Mother Russia. I mean,
dope.
When I was with the guys at Mother Russia, I mean, me and Festas and Tando, at that time, Talina didn't have a creative department. They had accounts.
Without
a creative department.
So they outsourced that to Mother Russia. Guys, huge shout out, guys. Yeah. Friends of the show, Mr. Fitzas Matsikwame, Wagwan.
So, I mean, we did quite a lot. We traveled the country, through Talina Media.
Yeah.
And we did some really, really shit hot work.
Great
stuff that we did with the guys. You know.
Hey, you worried me there for a second. You said shit hot. I was hoping the word hot came up. We did some really shit work. Yeah. But what are some of the key clients that you guys deal with, that you guys work with? I mean, if you had clients from before, I mean, I'm sure your cup runneth over.
you know, times change, you know, budgets get cut, you up. Know, that's people get up. Fired. I mean, we had one of the biggest accounts that we had until September last year was the SABC account.
Ah, dope.
Which was, the SABC account is handled by about four agencies.
Yeah, I know, but that's always been the case. You know the them, case. Yeah.
So we had one TV channel, we had about six radio channels.
Yeah.
So we had that until September, the contract, you know what's happening with dope. Our friends there, Doc Clipper.
Once again, big shout out to the guys at Auckland Park.
Yeah.
We are with you as a people.
But it's not bad. I mean, we've gotten some more projects to work on even after the contract.
Right.
Beginning of the year, we shot a really great campaign for SABC2.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Shout out. That's
game
tight.
Game changers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I saw that. That was really tight.
Brilliantly shot.
Oh, hence also Tsepo Maseko all over everything.
Yeah.
That's dope. But I mean, you know, but do you think that it's testament to the kind of agency that you guys are, and you know, we speak about 100% black owned. Does that mean that people think that they know what kind of work to expect from you, and does that attract a certain type of client?
Well, from my side, I mean, I think it's not that it attracts a certain type of client.
Yeah.
I think Tsalena, because sort of like the drivers are the business owners. They're the ones that go out there and look for business.
Yeah.
We're just only starting to get involved in sort of like, you know, obtaining certain business.
Ah, right.
And now with our approach is that they go there, present a company profile.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah.
But with us getting involved, now we sort of like present concepts and accompany those documents to showcase what we can do for those clients.
Right.
So but we also pitch. We pitch quite a lot.
We also pitch. Do you hear that? We also pitch.
Yeah, it's not just a meeting at Signature.
Yeah,
you know, it's a tender, you know, it gets taken out, you know, you get invited to
all
go
rules,
pitch for
all
it.
The rules
all the
followed.
Rules. Yeah. You know, we follow them.
For those of you who've never been to Signature, guys, so let me paint a picture for you. Right. So you walk into this place and the word chief is everywhere. I think even though the staff there know to call everyone chief. So it's chief, it's been painted about everywhere. And what you can do at Signature is you can get cutlery that has your name inscribed on that cutlery. And then you go there and then but what I sometimes wonder is, do you think sometimes I can go there and say, hey, my man, can you please give me Tato Mokoena's cutlery? but that's where, like, you know, the likes of my partner, Mr. Joel Levet, the Juice guy, he loves places like that because he likes to go and say things like chief. So that's where half these conversations happen. But I guess what I was getting at is, do you think that you know, obviously the need from other clients to start doing the work that's relevant, right? In order for VW to not be doing, dancing people. Do you find that there are clients coming to you guys and saying, fuck, help us, because we see that you're able to do this in a way that you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Are people coming to you guys and saying, please help us out of this mess?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. We've proven ourselves. Talen has really proven ourselves with the work that we put out.
Yeah.
You know, some clients might also knock on our doors because they're also expecting a certain type of advertising, certain type of communication. But then we don't always give them
we
don't conform to that, you know? We've been in this game for a very long time, so it's a matter of us using our strategic thinking as well to say, you know what, you came here wanting A, but you actually need B.
This is the thing that you need.
This is actually what you need. We've looked at it, and you know, we've been very fortunate with most of our clients. They're very open, very, very open, so they give us the leeway to do what we want, as long as we do present A in the presentation. There needs to be A.
We brought the one you said you want.
Yes.
But here's another solution.
You know, it's up to you. We suggest you go this way.
Yeah.
But it's up to you at the end of the day.
But that's exactly it. I mean, the example that I make a lot of is the one about, you know, we need to not lie to ourselves and say like we are like brain surgeons.
Yeah,
we're not like brain surgeons. We're not.
Yeah.
We're like barbers.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a barber shop, If you walk in and you have a chopper and you say you want a mohawk, right? But you walk in with your celebrity head and you want a mohawk, right? The most I can do is say, my man, I don't know if a mohawk is going to work on this chopper, right? But if you insist and say, hey, my man, this is the season for choppers with mohawks.
Then I'm gonna give it to you
because the guy who's gonna sit in that chair after you,
with
a nice head and wants a mohawk. Yeah. Both of you are paying.
You know what I mean?
But it's about what you listen to when I tell you. But you said something. You made a reference when I talked to how long you know you guys have been in the game. You know, I say you guys because you know you guys have been in this game longer than me. But
don't single yourself out. Trenches together.
Hey, long time ago, guys. The trenches is a tough place.
Where you just mount. Every time your job is to mount and mount.
You can't ask questions. You must just cut. Cut mounting board.
That spray glue. You know that booth?
Yeah.
That has just spray glue in it.
I think every time I smell spray glue, I get tears in my eyes. Spray glue is the advertising equivalent of tear gas. Every time I smell spray glue, it's like I'm in Sarafina. Why, Kita? No, but let's get serious, man. I'm saying. So you talk about how, like back in the day, right, where we all come from, right? What has it been like to experience, obviously, advertising in the shape that you've created now, right? Because you're obviously in the place now where you can create that working environment that is not like the ones that we know from back in the day. Is that difference that big, or are we just were we complaining back in the day? Have we had to make a big change in order to create the spaces we all wanted to work in?
I can say we've had to. I mean, at the end of the day, is like I said earlier on, times change. As much as there might have been something done right in those agencies back then, it doesn't necessarily mean it's right now.
That's right.
As much as we've got our own issues, you know, with transformation and stuff like that. But you know, we can't also say everything that happened in these agencies was completely wrong. I mean, it molded us to who we are today.
That sounded scary, like a Helen Zille tweet. I'd say that everything in colonization was wrong. I'm kidding. Calm down.
I think also the space that you're in, you know? You know, some spaces don't allow for just a fluid transformation to happen.
But some other
spaces just, you know, embraces whole lot of transformation, especially in the environment that we're in Tatuena now, you know. You know, we get involved in high level strategic meetings.
That's right.
Terms of how business should function and how what the process is when it comes to just solving problems for our clients.
That's really, really dope.
Yeah.
I mean, for me that brings up another interesting thing that I feel like, you know, we kind of in the game have always been like, you know, separated ourselves from like creatives and strategy and like the client service part of it. Do you think that this is the age to be blooding those people, those creatives that are well versed in the world of strategy and client service, so that you know what I mean? And is that something you guys believe in?
Definitely. I mean, for me personally, I mean, being in the position that I'm in, I think I'm an all-round creative. You know, I don't just do layouts. I don't just bomb layouts as well.
I mean, that still happens.
It happens, of course, a lot. but, you know, it is definitely, to Maloto's point, there is a lot of strategic thinking, strategic meetings, that, you know, high-level meetings that we get involved in. And it is now going into the PR space.
It is going
into the event space. You know, it is going to.
It's just content.
It is content. Yeah. You know, it is not just. It's not just about creating a very beautiful animated banner.
Or
a printed, because you're looking to get shortlisted at the lorries for art direction. It's no longer that. You know.
My favorite category is Things and Skills Pack. Guys, and I'm still looking for a sponsor for the Things and Skills Pack Awards. You know, guys, if you're out there listening to me, let's do this thing. You know, I feel like it's a part of advertising that is underappreciated, you know. I want to see that little cement man pushing the screen. You know what I mean? I want to see the guy running across with the copy chasing him. Guys, sponsors out there, think the Squeeze Back Awards. I'm your guy. But did you find that you had to learn that all rounder thing only when you got to that level. Whereas we could be teaching the kids that are starting out in the game that all-rounder model now to make them better creatives.
Yeah, and with my experience, I found that I had to sort of like adapt.
Yeah, once but I much later in the game.
Yeah, much later in the game. But before, because, you know, opportunities did not allow, you know.
Yeah.
I was put in a box where I had to do certain things and focus on certain things.
Yeah.
But I think for the cats that are upcoming, they need to just expose themselves, whether through reading or whether through research.
That's because, right.
You know, there's nothing better than preparation, because once the opportunity comes, you can just, you know, just be able to do certain things that will just take people by surprise. And
that's absolutely right. And that's how people get held back as well. You know, like you have all the skills and someone will say, yeah, but is he ready? Because, you know, I feel like he doesn't know strategy.
Yeah.
I feel like he swears at the client, you know? But that's insane shit, man. That's insane shit. And I mean, you earlier spoke about like the other half of the agency, the people who go out there and get the business. How important has that been? How important has it been to have, you know, people who are strong in that department?
Very important. Very important.
Let's shout them out. Let's shout the cats out. Who are those guys?
Okay.
Yeah, names now, quick.
Jerry.
That's what's up, Jerry.
Matata.
What's going on, Jerry Matata? You shout out. What's up?
Yeah. Shandugani Nesengani.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's our chairman right there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, no, that's our chairman right there. And then we've got Praise Ragiman as well.
Thank you, Mr. Praise.
Yeah.
That's a AAA alumni, y'all. Like, I'm telling you.
I mean, these guys are hungry, man. These guys are inspiring, you know, as much as they're the ones that go out there looking for business. But when, you know, when they come back and they tell you that, you know, there could be something coming through or we're working on something, you know, it's very inspiring as well. You know, it also makes us also, you know, in our social environments as well, to also try to find clients as well.
Yeah,
out
to find
there,
the gap.
Let's find the gap, you know.
Oh, are you calling people chief at Prize?
Eh? Yeah. Yeah. If you respond, then I'm like, yeah, no, he's the one.
It's the code. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get him, Lord. Let's get him a drink.
Yeah. He mustn't leave it.
That's dope, though. That's dope. I mean, you also, once again, mentioned awards, right? Yeah. You just don't want to be the guy.
Yeah, no.
Is that something that's higher on your guys' priority, or is it one of those things that you feel like, ah, you know what, awards will come, we'll just do the dope work? Which one is it?
Definitely, it's the latter.
Yeah.
It's the latter. It's I mean, most of the clients that we work with are also not in your award space. You know,
they
just want to get that communication out.
But isn't that a strange thing on its own, though? That we think that there are some clients who are in the award space because we kind of know what wins.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like it's a
formula.
Yeah.
You know what? It's always been like that.
You know?
You know, there are those clients that you'll get agencies actually, you know, scam work.
Hey! Boom! Nah, so.
You know, so, I mean, we've had instances where an agency has created, produced, stuff you know, without.
Here or in Uganda?
In Uganda. Yeah. Not here. No, it's never happened in
not yet.
Not in Rivonia.
No one does here.
No.
Guys, I'm still hanging out with the guys from Talina Media while we still have a show.
No, just to finish up, I mean, we have gotten awards. We have, you know, even though we were not gunning for awards.
That's right.
It's the hunger that me and my team have. It's the
that's
hunger
right,
that
man.
The agency has.
I like that. I like that a lot. You know, because for me, I feel like the idea of the fact that awards will come off of real work.
Yeah.
You know, it gives back integrity to what we do.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
which is a very big and important thing, because a lot of time clients still walk into meetings and they kind of go, you just want to do that because you want to enter it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're not necessarily thinking about solving my business problem.
Yeah,
you just want to walk on stage at the Lulis.
Yeah. That's why I come in and I bomb.
Yeah. Nothing wrong.
I know. I'm like, I see here what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Napalm strike.
Have you even looked at the brief?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, chief.
No, guys. But I mean, I think it's really inspiring, you know, to be sitting in front of people who are at the helm of something that feels to me like it's hella important as well, you know, and that's been around for 9 years, but it couldn't deal, so you know what I mean?
No, I couldn't.
But it feels like it, you know. I feel like, you know, and you know, to be straight with you, like sometimes I get people who say, like, your agency's name is Bakoni Media, yeah, and advertising. They're like, but couldn't you find something that's like, you know, easier on the tongue? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
yes,
so that people
yes,
can talk about
yes,
it, yes, you know, yes, outside of signature.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that it can feel like. And do you find that's been a thing for you guys? The fact that you don't have like a direct affiliation with like another big brand in advertising? Has that been a thing, or have you guys just been able to let it slide?
Well, definitely. I mean, with us, you always have to explain you know, the media. You know, I'm Tato, and I work for Tallinn Media, but we're not a media house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've had an old CD of mine meet up with me at the Lurie's there.
Yeah.
Say, you know, you work for a media house?
Yeah, yeah, nice.
No. I had to give him my business card and explain and rationalize. You know, I had a PowerPoint there, document to say, no, we're not a media house.
You know what my favorite is? My favorite is when someone asks you where you work now, and when you don't say the name of a big agency, you say Bakoni. The one you can see their eyes are saying shame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to say shame. You know what I mean? But and then you kind of go no, don't worry, we're doing very well. No, we're fine.
You must now name your clients. We actually have this client. Yeah. We're actually doing this.
And then
they say, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, listen.
let's meet at the after party.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking. You know, like, well, man, I just told you I'm running an agency. No, but if you're looking, bro, have a tequila with me later. Let's have a chat. Let's chat when we get back to Joburg. It's a fucking strange thing.
Definitely. And I'll be honest, I also feel like that name also plays a huge role in the awards judging.
That's right. Well.
You know, that's still one huge thing that still needs to change in the game.
No, hold on, Tato, you've judged as well before.
Yeah.
But and you know, people don't put names of agencies on work.
We know.
But nobody says, guys, and this piece from the Tallinna Media. Yeah. No one says that. All of the entries have a name. I mean, have a number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no one says, and you said it, SABC has four agencies.
Yeah.
Right? So if an SABC piece arrives, then no one knows what agency is from.
Definitely, but we know who's got what account. We know the type of work.
Yeah.
We drink together. We have tequila together.
I'll take that. It's actually an interesting thing because last week I had the guys from Halo. See, I got it right. Halo, not Avatar. the guys from Halo were here last week, and we were talking about how, like, awards panels.
Yeah.
Right. It feels like the panels are the same.
Yeah.
And they've been the same for 10 years. Yes. So the same 11 people have been judging TV ads for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you kind of go, guys, but now I know what taste to have to pander to in order to win an award. Doesn't necessarily have to make, it doesn't make the ad. Mm. Is that how you guys feel?
Well, from my side, I think not really, you know. I mean, I've realized with the young creative Grand Creative Award category it has allowed us to just sort of like get exposure to just fresh black orientated ideas, lack of a better description, you know.
But that's one category.
That's one category, but I mean also it just keeps us on our toes in terms of trying to maintain the bar
in terms of
the quality of work and the level of the idea that we put out there, you know. So for me it's
no I think it's cool, but I guess what I'm saying is it would be really cool, like, to continue the conversation from last week, it would be really cool to get a sense that, you know, the panels either rotate or they just become all encompassing. What one? Like, anyway, once again, still a media partner of the Lurie's. I still endorse the Lurie's wholeheartedly. Even though I think that, you know, here and there we can be better. But I guess that's what these conversations are about, right?
Yeah.
To put on the table where we think we can all get better. But guys, I mean, I'm actually almost out of time. I mean, how dope is this hangout? And it actually feels like it has to end now.
Definitely.
It's almost time. It's 5 to 12 now.
It just flies by. That's a weird thing.
It's gone. I mean, but they told me not to say the time because we do podcasts here.
Oh.
But it's gone past 12. And they were like, shut the fuck up. It's not gone past 12. So, yes, we've got 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
But I mean, guys, is Tallinna looking for people? Are you guys always expanding? Tell me, if there's one thing that you want people to take out from one. In fact, this question is kind of twofold.
Mm-hmm.
One, from what you've taken from this experience of being in this all black, 100% youth owned agency. What has that experience been like compared to, you know, being at another place?
Yes.
And two, do you want people to come over and experience this with you? And how can they get hold of you?
Definitely, I think the space we are in at Salina has I've grown quite a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, by trade I'm an art director.
That's right.
But being the ECG at Salina, I've now had to go into copy.
That's right.
To go into.
It's a touch and ass road, that copy road. Yeah, rough there, bro.
You know, so I mean, personally, I've really, really, really grown. You know, in terms of that, I've grown in terms of, you know, you don't need your big accounts to really create great work.
Boom.
You know.
Boom.
You don't need that. So I cannot thank Salina Media anymore.
Yeah.
It's a big shout out to that guy.
Dope shit. Dope shit. Yeah.
And then definitely, I mean, right now it's end of fiscal, we all know, you know, budgets and you know all those things.
New ones are coming.
Yeah, new ones are coming. So we are waiting there by the door. We are just outside the door, you know. So it's a bit quiet now. I mean, definitely we've done a couple of projects this year.
Yeah.
It's just quieting down now in the past 2-3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And we'll see when these new budgets come in, man, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, we definitely, Salina is looking to really grow the black creatives out there, you know.
Beautiful.
And it's not just in the creative space as well, like I said, you know.
Yeah.
We've got production, we've got PR,
we've
got, you know, studios in-house.
So let's grow, Black Child. Let's grow.
And that's the other thing is that, you know, working for such a company, it's also exposed us to other smaller production houses.
That's right.
Black production houses as
Absolutely.
Well, who actually do great. So we've given them a chance as well.
Excellent. I love the sound of that, man.
We've given them a chance. So, and I mean, the last thing I want to mention is also just on the budget as well. It forces you to think out the box.
That's right.
To think out the box, and there's so many hungry people out there.
Emunna.
But we don't exploit the fact that I know you're hungry.
Exactly.
You know, type of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah.
We give you what's worth.
Yeah.
You know, we give you a chance.
So we can all get to the dope
Let's
shit.
Eat. Let's eat.
That's lean.
Let's eat.
Lodo.
For me, Salina Media has given me, you know, incredible exposure.
Yeah.
And just understanding advertising and understanding the communication space.
That's right.
I really appreciate it, and I'm quite humbled by it.
Yeah.
And in terms of us going forward, I mean, I would like to get in some more young creators.
Yeah.
Who just started off, so
That's
that
right.
we can also just share in the journey that we are going through.
Dope shit.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, guys, the Sia right there, you know, Sia from Durban, as soon as it gets out of the smoke.
Yeah.
You know, let's see Sia's illustrations.
Once you're done fanning that shit away, sir.
Yeah. All right, I want to be random. I'd like to send a shout out to Spusiso, Longi, as well as Tabo, as well as Lesejo.
Ah, dope. That's not random at all. Shout out to Alan here, man. You shout out to my Lotus folks. Anyway, guys, it's been a fantastic show. Guys, thank you once again for coming to hang out.
Definitely.
And I'm hoping we can do this again sometime. You know, like I said, I mean, you know, like that new segment, you guys handled, man. You handled. So maybe we can do this again sometime.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Before I go, I think Tembalitum CV will also kill me if I don't give her a shout out. She asked. She sent them specifically. So you can't do this.
Yeah. Big shout out to Tim Obsibi. That's what's up. Okay, guys, once again, thank you for hanging out with us on the show. It's been another dope hour of advertising conversation, another dope hour of important advertising conversation. Fantastic hanging out with the homies here. It's been Maloro and Tato. Always got some shit to say, but always got some important shit that you need to hear to say. So get the podcast. We didn't swear too much, so you can play it for your moms. Play it around the agency as well. Some important conversations that were had here, I think. Yeah, some of your superiors need to hear them, some of your juniors need to hear them. But once again, take care of yourselves, take care of those briefs, and most importantly, take care of one another. Because this ad game will kill us if we don't take care of each other, guys. But get out there and have yourself another fantastic week of advertising. It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom!
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.